You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and conversation program. I am Tracy Ross, joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte and Terry Long, one of 22 Lions Club site screeners. And we're going to talk about a fascinating program. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Terry, you told me that you taught music for 30 years and now you've got a really busy life volunteering through the Murray Lions Club. Give the background for the Vision Screening Program in Kentucky. It's kind of cool.
Well, the Lions Club itself was first challenged by Helen Keller to become an advocate and a champion for vision. And the Kentucky Lions Eye Foundation, in cooperation with the Lions Clubs in Kentucky, then decided to go with this KidSight program, which when it was first started, the cameras were 9 pounds and used Polaroid film. And we were using those up until March of this year. They were horrible, I have to say. You had to make sure that you got exactly just the right thing. You had to take 2 photos of each child. It would take forever because you had to confer to see if you think that the photo was good enough to send on to Louisville to be read. Where now, with the cameras that we have, thanks to a grant through the Kentucky Lions and matching funds from our club, we now have this wonderful camera that it just does incredible things, and hopefully we will be able to do a screening for every child between 6 months and 6 years.
Now that's that range, that age range is remarkable to me because I don't think of a 6-month-old child as being able to relate to a test of any sort because I don't have kids, so I know that they're absolutely remarkable and do these amazing things from birth. Right, Tracy?
Absolutely.
But anyway, let's walk through the mechanism, the camera, because it is so cool. Show me how it works.
Okay. This is a PediaVision Spot camera. It weighs 1 pound, which is wonderful for those of us that are doing the screenings throughout the day. Prior to us doing the screenings, we have a permission slip that is signed off by the parent so that we can screen the child. From that information, which just includes name and sex and birth date, surprisingly, sex has a little bit difference as far as maturation of your eyes. So in those early times, we do have to put what sex the child is. You would then pull up the child with their information on the camera, and all you have to do is press a little button and you hear these birds, and then the front of the camera has flashing lights like a video game, which draws the children's attention to them. And so after about 30 seconds or less, depending upon the child, if they're sitting nice and still and the camera can take a good clean shot, it takes 33 pictures of their eyes. And from that, we can get a very, very detailed report.
So walk through the kind of report that you have. You were showing me the picture with the eyeballs on it.
Right. It looks kind of funny, but when you actually print out a report, it will have that schematic of an eye with all of the dimensions, et cetera, of that. But it also then takes a snapshot photo of the child. And when we send the information by flash drive up to Louisville to be looked at by our specialists there, they are able to then, by looking at this photo, redo kind of the testing and make sure that the PediaVision didn't miss something. But that's all just fascinating. But the report that the parent will get immediately from us, if it does detect a problem, it will show various things like near and farsightedness, astigmatism, amblyopia, which is another name for lazy eye. It will tell whether the light refracts the same from both eyes, which makes a difference. It will also say whether the pupils are in alignment, all those different kinds of things. The difference or the distance between eyes, between the pupils, up and down. It's just a remarkable, remarkable report.
So when you go into a school, you have a contract with the school to allow you to send requests to parents to allow their kids to do this and then to have the data sent to them. Is that pretty much how it works?
Well, currently we go into daycares here in the Murray-Callaway County area, which we contact them and ask permission to come in to their facility. Besides that, we have partnered with Head Start of Western Kentucky. Whitney Pyle is kind of their nurse guru who's in charge of all of their health screenings. And she wanted to know if we would help them buy a camera. And I said, no, we're trying to buy one ourselves because they are $11,000.
Oh, my goodness.
They're very, very specialized, but they are wonderful. They're worth every penny. And if we can save the sight of even two or three kids, it's well worth the $11,000.
And it's tied to performance in school, being, I think I read, 80% of learning is visually acquired. So if you have a deficit, you were relating when you taught music how you could tell when you got kids later on in the school period that you
Absolutely.
Wished you'd had them at 6 months corrected, right?
Exactly, particularly those that had lazy eye, or which can be corrected if caught soon enough. That's the most wonderful thing. But if it does go undetected, it actually can cause blindness in some people. So you do want to get it as quickly diagnosed as you possibly can.
There are plans afoot to provide this kind of screening for adults as well?
Right. Prior to, the old cameras only did children. With this new camera, it is programmed for any age group. I could sit here and do your screening today, and it will also allow me to do it through your glasses, Kate. And it'll tell you whether your Excellent. Prescription is fine or not. It will come out a good report if your prescription is fine.
It's just remarkable. So this PediaVision spot camera that Terry has in front of her, it connects by Wi-Fi, it has data storage, it's run on batteries, it's light, and it takes care of your child's very first vision test, I guess, if you're so lucky as to run into a Lions Club volunteer doing this in school or in a daycare facility.
Right. We are looking for other facilities, like we also have done First Baptist Church Mommy's Day Out children. We just finished Monday and Tuesday with the Westside Baptist Children's Kingdom Kids. We're looking for anyone and everyone that has young children so that we can screen them. And this is all done free. Let me say that again. It is done free by the Murray Lions Club KidSight team. The only cost that may be, well, there is no cost incurred. We provide all of the paperwork. We provide the people. As long as you have a room where we can get semi-dark and have a couple people in, we're good to go.
And each test takes a few seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah.
We were at Busy Bees today doing their screening, and we have done Busy Bees before with the old cameras. And I kept telling the ladies, this is going to be much quicker. This is so much easier. This is just wonderful. And the last thing that the lady said to me was, boy, that was quick. We love that. You know, that was just awesome. Because the less time that you have to impact classrooms or daycare providers, the better, too. So we love it being able to just walk in, whip through it, and get out of there and let them move on with their day and still have something really valuable come out of it.
Well, seeing as how our listeners are in, you know, 30-plus counties in southernmost Illinois, western Kentucky, northwest Tennessee, are other Lions Clubs providing this service like the Murray Lions Club?
There are several clubs that now have cameras. Katie's is one of them, and they do several of the counties over by them. Madisonville is very active, and they have been going out, outreaching kind of like the Murray Club, where we have the eight western counties. But we would love to see more. When I asked the girl who came and trained us on these cameras this fall how many were out there, she said that there were only 11 of these cameras in her whole district, which is from Florida up through Chicago.
Wow.
And I think it's just because people don't know that they're out there. Now, the Lions Clubs are starting to really become, you know, aware, really aware. And I'm hoping that since we do have two cameras now, one was kind of a gift to us from District 43K because we were covering such a large area. And now Lions Clubs, like in Fulton, are now asking for us to come and help partners so that I can train them on the cameras, and then I wouldn't have to go to Fulton. They would be able to handle that under me so that we could cover our contract with Head Start and things like that.
Amazing. So how does one get in touch with you for subscribing to your service?
My phone number is 436-5588, and just leave a message. That's our home phone, and that's our primary phone because we live in a spot where it's a dead zone. So please just call and leave a message if you would like. Or you can also email me at T for Tom, F Frank, Long, L-O-N-G, at WK.net, and I will get back to you, and we'll schedule something, and we'll be there.
Terry, thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you. And again, this is a free service, and we would love to screen every child. So if your daycare provider hasn't sent home a permission slip, ask them about it and have them contact me. We'd love to be there.
Excellent. Terry Long, a volunteer vision screener for the Murray Lions Club.